This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Andy Schell, the prophet doctor for Andy Schell. I got to get the doctor in front because you got a doctor on both ends. So we call him officially Dr. Andy Schell, and he's also known as the prophet doctor. So one is a ID, identifier, who he is, what he's about, and the other one is his official title, Dr. Andy Schell. So good to have you back here with us. He's also, I should mention, CPA, CFF, CMB, PhD, blah, blah, blah. Lots of stuff, Andy, and I love you. Best of all, good friend, BFF of Lickin'.
You too. Well, I just got my trademark issued. Dr. Schell, the Prophet Doctor, is now a registered trademark.
Uh-huh.
That's my new name. Hey, Alan commented about Alice. I too wanted to comment real quick about what Alice said about that Congress can't vote remotely. The thing that I find so astoundingly hypocritical about that is they want for citizens to vote for the president remotely by mail or whatever, but they can't vote remotely through a secure setup. It's all so self-serving.
The hypocrisy, it is. I think we, the electorate, are just getting just so fed up with this Congress, and the games they're playing right now is just, it's not going to go well for the Dems. I've got a bad, bad feeling for them. Not that we want to get into politics. We want to talk about profit and loss, P&Ls, how you can make more money. And that's good feedback.
Today we have the privilege of having Greg Keith from Ginnie Mae talking about Ginnie Mae approvals on the show here immediately after this segment, I suppose. So I wanted to talk a little bit about just broadly agency approval, agency relationships, performance management, and a little acronym known as CMS that is often misunderstood. So talking about that, you know, some independent mortgage bank managers think that more volume means more profit, and that's it. We're good. It's all good. Don't ask me any more questions. The problem is, though, that this is a very short-sighted view because, clearly, while making money is essential for survival, the but is when you're in a consumer-facing industry generating profit through consumer transactions, we have to consider how we make money an equally important question to address. So I'm bringing this up because this ties back into the Ginnie Mae or any agency approval process. So you know we know that the how mortgage lenders make money is important, and this actually came out of the crash, you know, the 2008 crash, which led to the regulatory reform. In that regulatory reform, we ended up with the CFPB, and it specifically, if you ever want to look this up, it's because you're a nerd. Section 1024 of Title 10 of the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act of 2010 established the Consumer Protection Bureau, the CFPB. Now, the thing about the CFPB, it is authorized to supervise any entity engaged in providing consumer financial products. So if you're a mortgage lender, you're under the CFP guidance. Now, you know this. This isn't new.
Yep.
CFPB's been busy dealing with stuff. But here's where the rubber starts to meet the road when we start talking about dealing with federal agencies. Because all the federal agencies talk, and they all know what each other expects. The CFPB said that every mortgage lender must maintain a compliance management system. That's the CMS. A compliance management system, and it's not a computer system. It's a broad set of guidance and broad set of control designs that I'm going to talk about here in just a second. So the CFPB said that this compliance management system has to be fully integrated into the framework of the mortgage lender, including product design, delivery, and administration across the entire product and service life cycle. So everything you do has to be touched by, monitored by, watched by your compliance management system. So that's why we have the CMS, and it's a system of checks and balances and oversight to ensure consumer protection. Now, this also enables management and employees to self-identify issues and implement corrective action. So the mortgage banker sits back and goes, well, okay, fine, whatever. Yeah, we do that. Checkbox. The problem is it goes deeper than that. The CFPB specifically says that the compliant management system is implemented through two independent control components. And those two control components are, you want to go down agency approval? This is what you got to do for agency approval. This is a minimum. You've got to have this oversight design. The first control component is a board of directors, an advisory board, and management oversight. And that management oversight piece means that you watch it, you check it, you manage it, you monitor it, and you do something about it. But that's just part. And some folks don't even have that. The other part is you have to have an operational structure that includes policies and procedures, and not just something right. you downloaded from AllRegs. It has to be real. It has to really be do what you do. You have to have training, monitoring. Monitoring means you're watching to make sure people do the procedures you designed, and you have to have QWR, qualified written request. That's when a consumer writes you a letter about something and they want something. You have to respond to them in 5 days. You have to have it resolved in 30 days, or you have to ask for permission, and you have to track all this stuff. Now, I teach all this stuff, so that's why it's familiar to me. I teach CMS and some of the MBA webinars I teach. But here's the bottom line. If you want to swim in the agency waters, then you have to have governance, oversight, and monitoring of measurement. Some folks barely have measurement. You not only have to measure, you have to monitor and then right. act. Here's three questions I would pose for people to consider when heading down this agency path. Do you have a board or an advisory board that has the ability to monitor and influence the business? Yes or no? Are all of the procedures monitored to ensure compliance through an internal control and quality assurance process within your organization? It's either yes or no, you either do or you don't. Do you fully embrace the requirements of qualified written requests to track and respond to requests timely? And either do or you don't. If you answer don't know, maybe, or no to any of those, then you're not ready for an agency approval because you're probably going to fail.
True.
Ginnie Mae, as part of the agencies, which are federally interacting, so all these agencies interact together, they expect companies they approve to address all of these compliance management system requirements. If you can't, you have to do this. This isn't an option. Just Google CFPB CMS. And make sure you've done everything. Then you're beginning to be able to make an agency application. So it's the truth. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. It's way harder than you think. Well, I can say that with a tongue in cheek. It's not necessarily harder than you think if you do all this stuff. As long as you do all this stuff well, then you can be okay.
It's so good, Andy. And I just had a client. Last week was a big week for one of my clients. We took them through a Mora review. And then we took them through, which is a Fannie Mae Mora review, and we then took and we spent, can't tell you how long we prepared them for this, and then we ran them through a mock Mora review, and then they went through the Mora review. They did really well. They came out fine. They're going to get approved at Fannie Mae and the full service and all that. But, I mean, I tell you, so many of the things that we had to prepare them for is so true. You bring up a really good one, and that is, do you have an advisory board? That is so important. I know, Andy Schell, you do advisory, you serve on boards, I serve on boards. I also created Ainsworth Advisors for that very reason. So check out ainsworthadvisors.com. If you're looking for an advisory board, check that out. Of course, you can always get a hold of Andy Schell at drandyschell@mbs-team.com. Yeah.
Let me add one more thing on that advisory board point. This is not a sometime, every once in a while free thing. You need to get a board, have it meet at least quarterly, ideally monthly, have a package that they review, that they respond to, ask questions that they approve, even if they're just an advisory board, not an actual board. And you probably need to be prepared to pay the member something and also make sure they're independent. You've got to have independent participants. It'll be a world of difference. It'll feel odd to a mortgage company to have external people watching stuff. But welcome to the world of government-sponsored businesses offering products to consumers. This is the world. Just get over it. Do it. If you don't, you're not going to be as successful as you could have been.
So true. Appreciate it. Again, Andy Schell can be reached at Dr. Schell, S-C-H-E-L-L, at mbs-team.com. Folks, thank you so much.
Or just Andy.
Or just Andy.
I'm realizing
it. Yeah, it's a lot of writing, or just andy@mbs-team.com. Either one of them do. So good job, Andy. Appreciate it so much. Appreciate you all being a part of the podcast. All the Alice, Andy, Joe, but the whole group. We appreciate all y'all for being here. Good to have you with us, everybody. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors. Look at our sponsor page, all of our sponsors. But I want to call a special attention out to Finastra. Say thank you to them, as well as Indicom and Celerate, Ainsworth Advisor. We already talked about them. And just so grateful for all of the sponsors that are here with us.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.